Good evening, this is Pilgrim Chris here. Welcome listeners, it's the 10th of January 2012. And it's approximately 10 past 8 PM here in the UK. My booze, and I say booze because there's going to be more than one of them in this short series, is talking about faith, belief and argument. When I talk about faith, I'm not strictly talking about faith in the spiritual sense, although I'm going to start off with that, and that will be a common theme. And so I'm going to put us all into categories. And it's my boo, so please bear with me. And you'll see why later. But the categories I'm going to put us in are theists, atheists, and agnostics. A theist is someone who believes in the existence of a god or gods. I'm a theist, I believe in the existence of a god. An atheist is someone who denies or disbelieves in the existence of a god or gods. And an agnostic is someone who believes that the existence of a god is unknowable. It is not possible to know whether a god exists or not. And in my mind's eye, I picture this as a coin. On the one side of the coin is a theist, on the other side of the coin is an atheist, and the rim or the edge of the coin is where the agnostic sits. This is my own way of looking at it, and it may not be yours, but it's mine. It helps me visualise. So as I say, the topic really is about faith and belief, and the first thing I want to talk about in this book is why I believe that faith and belief are the same thing. I believe in God, and so because I believe in God, I have a faith. And a theist believes in God. That's the faith. An atheist doesn't believe in God. They have faith that a God does not exist. And an agnostic believes that the knowledge of a God, the existence of a God, is unknowable. So they have faith in that belief. That's their faith. Now, to bring it out of the spiritual for a moment, if we look at the fact that some years ago most people thought the earth was flat, they believed that the earth was flat. They had faith in that belief. As we now know, the earth isn't flat. It's round, or close to round, if you like. Then we had the belief that the earth was the centre of the universe. This was obviously a belief generated in large by the Catholic faith, or the people who believed in God. And at that time, before we had science as we know it now, faith and science were very much closely related. So we all believed that the earth was the centre of the universe, which of course we now know isn't. And to bring this up to modern times, we all believe in the theory of relativity that Albert Einstein proposed. Until now, as anyone who takes an interest in science, as I do, will realise that Albert's theory on relativity is shaky, to say the least now. And yet this was a fundamental truth, a fundamental belief, if you like, a faith. So faith and belief, in this sense, are one and the same thing. On my next boo, I'm talking a little bit closely about the differences and the arguments generated by theists and atheists. And then I will go on to agnosticism a little later on. And in this boo, I just wanted to set some boundaries, some sort of guides for so people know where I'm going to go. And it was putting people into categories for a particular reason. And that will become more apparent later, but I think some of you may understand that now. We need to have a starting point. And those three categories of agnosticism, theism and atheism cover everyone on the planet. Well, thank you for listening. Look out for my next boo in the series. And I wish you all well. And may your God go with you, as Dave Allen used to say. And be at peace. I look forward to booing again soon. Thank you for listening. And good night.